The knock-on effect from the IFB has been phenomenal around the world. Let's speak to the man himself. Max, good evening.
Good evening, Peter. Thank you for taking the call.
No, my pleasure. Before you tell us what you want to talk about, how long has the IFB been talked about putting together? Because I remember speaking to you a long time ago about it.
Well, it wasn't that long ago, Peter.
Wasn't it?
We were preparing it for about 14 months.
14 months, as short as
that. Not really a huge lead in time. The Prime Minister came up in January 2013 to announce the fact that Liverpool had won the right to host the IFB. Mm-hmm. And we started in June, so maybe 14, 15 months. But I caught the end of a call before from, I think...
Jimmy,
yeah. And I wanted to ring up just to say, and I apologise, I wasn't into the first half of the programme, I was doing a bit of work, but the city, through so many organisations and so many people, just stood up to the plate for the IFB. I didn't hear what Joe said before, but I'm sure you would echo this. And the taxi drivers were part of that. I've had so many reports back from so many countries across the world about the welcome in this city, the warmth of this city, the professionalism in the city, and the taxi drivers and the volunteers we employed, Pete, to actually welcome people. And we used young people from the schools, who were an absolute credit to the schools of Liverpool, all contributed to a hugely professional appearance of this city to so many people across the world.
I know you were thrilled, but did you think in your wildest dreams the IFB would be as successful as it was?
Well, we've had some of the numbers through already, and it's going to be a month or two before the final numbers come through, because we're going to evaluate it very carefully. But the initial numbers are that 75,000 business delegates came here from across the world, and from across the world is over 88 countries. We had over 400 events in about 95 venues across the city region of Liverpool, into Manchester, into Yorkshire, into the Midlands. So Liverpool was in no way parochial about all this. It spread the event out as far as it could. And I think the testimony to what was achieved here is the fact that under Joe's leadership, under the work we did before him and with him, the fact that 4 weeks into a festival, the government turned around and said, you're going to run this again in 2016, is a testimony to so many people. And I wanted to come on there just to say a big thank you to so many people, because it wasn't Max Steinberg and it wasn't Liverpool Vision, although I should say my team played a huge part in what I think has been a great success. But it was so many people under Joe's leadership, the council, Jed Fitzgerald and his team, but the volunteers, the taxi drivers, the people, the young people from the schools, people on the street have commented to me about how this city puts on such a fantastic show. And as I say, 2016, we're going to do it again. The other thing, Pete, the other thing that's absolutely phenomenal is that I wanted to hold back on all the announcements about the deals that have been done, and certainly Joe will be making some announcements about that, I think, in October. Mm-hmm. But last week, BT persuaded me that they wanted to come forward and say that they had done £9 million of additional business through the festival. Now, when hopefully in months to come I come back on your programme, when we report on the overall figure, I think you'll be very pleased. I think the listeners will be very pleased as well.
Why do you think we've got a lot of people that are passionate about the city and thank God are in the place now to do what they're doing. Why do you think the city has turned around?
Why has the city turned around? That's a good question. I had the privilege of working for Michael Hazeltine in the 80s, which I think you know, Pete. And I've said this in a couple of interviews recently. We struggled in 1981 to get private sector investors come and look at this city in its more difficult days. And for me, one of the great things is 33 years later that, as I say, 75,000 business delegates, private sector individuals, business angels, investors are coming in here from across the world looking at this city and wanting to be part of what's happening here. I think what happened is that I'd like to think in the 1980s with the Technology Park and Albert Dock and the Cathedral Precinct development and a whole range of other things, some of the bedrock was put in for the Renaissance. And then I think throughout the 1990s and into the 2000s, a lot of money was invested in the city into new infrastructure, Liverpool One and the Arena and Convention Centre. And I think they're two of the most important things. The city centre, to me, looks like and feels like a city centre to compare with anything in the world. And I think now we've shown through 08, when we put on one of the greatest cultural shows in the world ever, this weekend through Claire McColgan and her team, what they've done with Raw Deluxe has been phenomenal. So we've learned and we know how to do that very well. The important thing for me about this year was it was about business. And I think the signal's been given out this year, Pete, if this isn't too highbrow to say this or too twee, I think it's been very important we've given out a strong signal that Liverpool is open for business on the world stage.
Max, do you think, and I know you're a very honest man, so you'll give me a very honest answer to this question, do you think Cameron is negative towards us or not?
Do I think David?
Or is he on our side?
From my perspective, all I can say to you is that in the lead up to the festival, we had an immense amount of help and contribution from the government. 4 weeks into a festival, with no evaluation having been done, business saying it's success, other people saying it's success, we were given the right to host another one on behalf of the United Kingdom. This wasn't a Liverpool festival, Pete. It was a UK event based in Liverpool. We were given the right to host another one. I think that shows the government's got trust in us. They asked us to deliver something on behalf of the UK. I think all the parties I mentioned before contributed to delivering it really well. I think the fact we've got another one in 2 years' time says to me that the government's got confidence in the city to deliver things like that. I don't get involved in politics. That's for other people to get involved in. From what I see, we've got a government that wants to support things like the festival that brings real investment into this country.
You mentioned the Echo Arena and Conference Centre. I, for one, have been completely behind it and will always be behind the idea of the Exhibition Centre because it's going to add another arm to it, isn't it?
It is going to add another arm to it. And we had a lot of events in the Echo Arena and Convention Centre. Of course, in 2016, it's going to be even bigger and better with the £40 million extension that's going on there now, and it's really taking shape. We placed the hub building this time, so the nerve centre for the festival beat in Man Island. We took over three floors there, and that was hugely successful. We're just beginning. It's funny, life's like this, isn't it? The festival's only just finished 4 days ago, and we're now starting already for 2016. Mm. You don't get really a minute to breathe in this city because we want to carry on with the ambition. We're starting to think now about 2016. When the Chancellor came up and announced the money, he said it was going to be bigger and better. The Mayor wants it to be bigger and better, so we're going to make it bigger and better in 2016. And again, it'll be another opportunity for this city, in terms of its business credentials, to shine and show what it's capable of.
Do you get sad when people are negative, when there's so many people trying to work to put this on the world stage, which, thank God, it now is nearly there completely?
From time to time, there are always naysayers in life. There are always people who want to pull things down. And yes, from time to time, it does get me down. But I think equally, when you point to some of the successes of the last few years, when you point to the fact that this city, if I can just go back a few years, went to Shanghai and flew the flag for this city, the only British city outside of the capital that went there, and the only city which had its own pavilion, and we had more visitors to the Liverpool pavilion than any other city in the world. It's things like that. It's things like this year. It's things like the Giants. It's things like the figures I'll give you in October through Joe when we announce the amount of investment that's come in as a result of the festival that says to me the naysayers haven't got it right. I know, and I know you know and the listeners know, there's lots of things in this city, my home city, that still need to be put right. There's lots of regeneration needed. There's lots of things that need to be attended to. But we're on a path upwards. And, you know, one of Joe's favourite phrases, which I believe is the best days of the city are ahead of it. I'm really, really proud of my home city. I'm really, really proud of the people who stood up to the plate, who made such a difference to the festival. My inbox is full of those most wonderful emails from across the world about this city from people who've been here. And I think your listeners, you and I, can take great pride in what this city's done.
Was there one highlight to finish off in the IFB that you'll never forget?
I think the highlight for me of the IFB that I'll never forget is over 100 city leaders from across the world being taken from a day in St George's Hall, which I think blew their minds away, into the Anglican Cathedral for dinner. And just the look on their faces about the assets this city has and the architecture of the city and the beauty of this city. And sometimes we take it for granted. And do you know what else happened, Pete? The sun shone. Thank God the sun shone virtually every day throughout that period of time. The only worry I've got is people are going to go away from the city thinking we're the south of France or something, because it doesn't shine every day here. I remember that, please. But a great summer we've just had this weekend, but a great summer for business and the credentials of the city in terms of business are rising and rising. And that's going to be good for me, my children, and the children of the people listening to this programme, because what this city also needs more than anything else is more investment in jobs and opportunities, and it's things like the Business Festival that can create that. So I'm a very proud man tonight.
Max, thank you for joining me.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.